Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
This is shocking when you see this, and it kind of goes to what our last caller said. I get this call a lot. Text a lot. We're headed into a civil war. We're going to have a civil war. I don't know what we're going to have or not have. I have no idea. But we're headed for a period fraught with violence. Let me tell you how I know that. This Newsweek poll that just came out. Did you hear this? This is stunning. I mean, it's a real commentary on the last couple of years. It's a Newsweek poll. It's put together by Statista. And what it actually is a series of polls. Mm-hmm. And in the first one, in 2017, they asked Democrats and Republicans, do you feel that political violence is justified? Back in 2017... an equal number, exactly the same, 7% of Republicans and 7% of Democrats said they did. Kind of where I'd think it would be very low, right?
One would hope.
Those are the kind of cuckoo crazies on both sides, right? Both sides have their nuts. They do. Democrats pretend they don't have their nuts, but we got a good look at them all summer burning entire, whole square blocks of cities. Okay. So then let's jump to 2018. 15% of Democrats say that they agree that, I feel justified to use violence to advance my political goals. Well, that's pretty much a doubling, right? Mm-hmm. From the year before. Yeah. And 12 or 13%, it's hard to tell from where the line is, of Republicans. Wow. What did it hit by the end of the year? End of 2020, which is the most recent data available. When asked the question, do you feel justified to use political violence to advance your goals? Listen to this. 33% of Democrats said they did, as did 36% of Republicans. Hmm. What percentage of Americans took part in the Revolutionary War again? It was 12%. I mean, physically took part in it. So when you have 33% of Democrats and 36% of Republicans saying, yeah, I feel violence is justified to advance my political goals, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy right there. I mean, that is a powder keg. And, our last caller said, we're heading to civil war. Well, I tell you what, if you want to guarantee violence in this country, you want to throw a spark into that powder keg, the best way I can think to do it is to silence 75 million Americans. Because as you take away people's ability to be part of the political process and make change, you leave them only with violence. And we've already got a third of the right and a third of the left saying, I feel like it's totally justified. That's a powder keg. That's a scary, scary combination. And when you've got a mainstream media not fairly or equally covering this, as Newsweek actually did a pretty fair job of covering this here, and ignoring the violence by the left, if not cheering it on. And we played the montages. I mean, it went for 2 minutes, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Democrat leaders and liberal media members who are on the so-called mainstream outlets calling for violence. When you have them cheering on the left's violence or ignoring it, refusing to condemn it on one side, And then you've got right wing blamed for violence that, quite frankly, doesn't even come close to what the left wing's done all summer with their death count, their death toll of 26, including two law enforcement officers essentially killed execution style and a third shot in the back of the head execution style by a self-admitted Black Lives Matter activist who, by the way, will go on trial this year for that. That poor 29-year-old young officer is on a ventilator. He's paralyzed from the neck down. He's got brain damage, and he'll be a vegetable for the rest of his life. And that doesn't even make national news. Not one Democrat condemns it. So you're telling one side, we can, you're telling, what you're saying is you're telling the left, you can commit all the violence you want. You're justified. We like your causes. We think it's great. Please keep doing it. Please go out there. We won't even condemn you. Antifa.com can redirect to the Biden page straight through the campaign. We won't condemn them by name even once ever. But you right wingers, don't you dare. Don't you dare do anything you're watching the left do on television. And, oh, by the way, we're taking your free speech rights. And then expect that that powder keg isn't going to explode? And you want to know the number one source of manipulation toward violence of the American people right now, it is the elites in this country. It's the Democrats cheering it on, refusing to condemn it, and then raising money, as Kamala Harris did on Twitter, as did the Biden staff, to bail out violent rioters. We know they were violent because they were arrested. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to be bailed out, right? Bail them out so they can go back to the fight, quote unquote. You're putting people in a panic. They've gotten a very clear message. Left-wing violence, good. Thumbs up. It's okay. More you do, the more the big corporations will donate to Black Lives Matter. Oh, but you can't do it. Don't even try. Oh, and by the way, we're taking your free speech rights. What do you think you're going to get? If I were trying to foment a civil war, if I were trying to foment insurrection, this is what I would do. And it's got to stop. Both sides must condemn violence. What happened at the Capitol was wrong, and it must be condemned. But what happened all summer was wrong, and it must be condemned, too. There is no other way forward, or this powder keg is going to explode, Lee.
Well, that's already happened, though. Both sides have condemned what went on. Both sides have.
What are you talking about? Not the summer.
No. I'm talking about at the Capitol Hill.
Right. But the problem is they didn't condemn what happened this summer.
Oh,
not
yeah.
the Republican
no,
leadership
no,
and not the Democrat leadership.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
We need condemnation of all of it and an acknowledgement that we saw it this summer. The country watched it. We watched it go down. Mm-hmm. We know there's a double standard here.
Yeah.
And now you're going to tell the right, we're taking all of your free speech. We're taking it. It's gone. Your leaders aren't going to be allowed to speak. Talk about a powder keg. The way you diffuse a powder keg is you let people get it out. You let them speak. You let them talk. You let them have a debate. That's what you do. And that diffuses it. People take their anger out on social media and in debates, and then it's done. And that's how it's always been done in America. You pen that up, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen in this country, Lee. I am legitimately afraid. This has got to stop. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You know what's so crazy about this? What are we even fighting over? President Trump sat there and gave the average household in America, average median household, a 6% income raise before COVID hit. We had it all. We had rungs on the ladder. We had upward mobility. We had the largest wage gains we've seen in 20 years. We could live like kings. What are we even fighting about? I'm at a loss. I mean, normally when you look at these countries that spin into violence and dictatorship or whatever problems they have, Lee, it starts off with a financial downturn. It starts off with a systemic problem financially.
Yeah, with the leaders making off with Swiss bank accounts in the billions. And of course, we've got a president who hasn't even taken a salary for 4 years.
Exactly. I mean, Trump gave us everything. He put it on a platter. Here, take it. And the most beautiful part of it was that the lowest income people got the biggest raise.
Yep.
The average median American household got a 6% family raise in 2019. The average black family got a 7% raise.
Yeah, and that was the next thing.
Good!
You know, yeah, the minorities in this country did better on average than their the majority, the Caucasian population,
sure.
Let's say. And yet we've got a South Carolina congressman who wants to say the president was trying to start a race riot.
See, the problem is that he can say that all he wants. You want to talk about fomenting insurrection? That's fomenting insurrection right there. He can say it all he wants. And the good people who want to come back, like you and I, and say, no, we can succeed together. We want to succeed together. That is not the America we live in. We just got shut up. We can't unfoment the insurrection. We can't come back with logical facts and fight for peace because we just got shut down. And we just threw all that away. We just threw it all away. We threw that away, and now we're going to live this way. And I, again, like Lee, I, like, what are we arguing about? I don't even know. The problems we don't have. We had a great life in America. We really did. Yeah, COVID, you know, it's been a bump in the road. It's been a problem. And I get that. But that is not a permanent systemic condition.
Well, let's hope that it's not.
Well, they may make it such. Make it so. But that'll be fake, too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
People need to understand something. There is no example of the left taking power since Vladimir Lenin in 1917. There is no example of the left having power and not suppressing speech. It doesn't exist. The left does not value free speech because free speech is its dire enemy. If people can actually say what is wrong with the left crumbles. It is a giant emotional vacuum. It's like a balloon. It's intellectually a balloon, the left. It is morally a balloon. You puncture it, it dies. So every needle, which is different speech, must be suppressed. There is no example of the left from the university to your kids' other schools to Hollywood, the whole canceled culture. This is all a creation of the left. And it is the first threat to free speech of any substance in American history. We are living in the darkest time since the Civil War.
Is he wrong? Because to me this morning, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like, as Jordan Schachtel wrote on Twitter. He's an independent investigative journalist. I read the tweet. He nails it. We are on a runaway train to a China-style great firewall. Can we create decentralized platforms and massively adopt them before it's too late? I think he nails the whole thing this morning. We are on a runaway train to a China-style great firewall, where literally the firewall protects the people from getting real information that's not approved by the party. Because that's where we're headed this morning. It's where we are. Let's jump on the line with Ralph in Spartanburg. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Tara. A little levity. If Black Lives Matter, then they would be in Chicago with a rat-a-tat-tat, or would if people go plat-plat-platter in the street. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's a movement. It's not designed to help anybody but George Soros. That's it. Fat in his pocket. And so, but what I really called for was, are you there?
Yeah, you're on a roll, Ralph. I'm just going to get out of your way.
What I really called was to speak about personal responsibility. I mean, I don't care who says what. I'm personally responsible for my actions. And to go after Trump to impeach him, they just want to make sure they never see him run again. That's the main effort there. And bad man, orange man bad, that's bull. Orange man put more money in people's pockets than anyone has ever had. But he's bad because you don't like the way he speaks, his tone. I told this on Bob's show one time. They've gotten men out of the household. Nobody knows what dad sounds like. Mom's love and dad's love are the same. But mom says, no, baby, you're going to hurt yourself. Don't do that. Dad just says, don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. Same love, different tone. People can't keep a job because I don't like the way the boss talks to me. The boss don't have to call to you and make you feel good. He's supposed to be able to come in there and tell you what to do because you work for him. If I'm the owner of my business, I'm going to look out for you, but I don't need to be coddling you to get you to do the work I want. I'll be like, Trump, you're fired. On to the next one. Till I find somebody to meet to do what I want to do. I'm just so livid with. I have a friend, he and I debate all the time, but we're still like brothers. But I'm not going to agree with him on all this stuff that the Dems want to do. It's hogwash. If I didn't make it, it was because Ralph didn't make the right choices. Ralph didn't choose the right career. I mean, I'm just fed up. You know, sometimes you just want to go out, go shoot your gun, drink a little moonshine, then come back, you'll feel better.
Yes, as long as you do that safely in a field in a country where there are no potential targets nearby.
I mean, go out into the woods away from people. That's
I know you I did. Mean. But these days, you got to be careful, like Ralph. You have to be careful. What you say? Okay, do you feel better this morning, Ralph? You got that off your chest?
Yes, sister.
Okay.
I feel better.
Good.
Let's all just pray more. I mean, and we'll have to learn to lean on God and seek more grace and mercy. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, well, we definitely need to do that. We need to do a lot of things on our side. No doubt about that. All right. So the corporate boycott, this is hysterical. The corporate boycott has begun. And Republicans who don't toe the line with what the left wants, from the election, to questioning election, they are going to see their donations cut off and they'll be persecuted by the big corporations. Well, I got a little footnote about this particular list of big corporations. They actually love violence. No. I'm going to read you the list and I'm going to prove it to you. They like violence. They're cool with it. Just not certain kinds of violence, but other kinds are good. Yep, we're going to have one of these forensic journalism review segments coming up next, where we return to the scene of the reportorial crime and reconstruct events as they actually occur.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A very strange, no, shocking thing happened this weekend. Because, I mean, if you've been watching your television, you would think the entire country is appalled at President Trump and wants him immediately erased from history, along with all of his supporters right away. Gotta go. You'd think we're all in lockstep on this. And that's because a moral panic is being pushed by the media and the Democrats in the wake of what happened on Capitol Hill. And of course, you know, we condemn that. We're not fans of it. Couldn't be clear about that on the show. I mean, you would think he is persona non grata, right? He is, wow, everybody wants Trump gone. Wait, what? His approval rating rose after the Capitol? I think riot's a bit strong after what we saw this summer. How about incursion? I mean, didn't leave whole blocks of burning buildings. Didn't leave anybody dead. Other than one of the incursors, I don't know what you'd call it. Yeah, because we've just found out that police officer that they told us died. Yeah, that turns out that was a medical condition. That's not being widely reported this morning. Did you notice that? ABC News broke it, actually. They buried it way down in an article. But your humble host caught it. Oh, and the part where he got hit in the head with the fire extinguisher, that was fiction, too. They have no proof there was any violent incident whatsoever. They never did. That was propaganda. All of it was. Trump's approval rating rose? Uh-huh. Upward. After the Capitol incident. We know that because I'm a big fan and I often talk about how for years the Rasmussen poll, the tracking poll. I like it because it compares Trump and Obama on the same days. You know what Obama's average approval rating was throughout his tenure? I do. It was 48%. That's pretty good for a sitting president. You know what Trump's is this morning? 48%. It's a daily tracker. It's 48%. It went up from 47. Not a big jump, but it's the direction that's important. Does that surprise you? Actually, I got to admit, I was a little surprised. Given the direction of the rhetoric. Republican leaders are on television telling you to hate your president and that he's a violent man who caused insurrection or whatever. Even though he never called for violence. Not once. That doesn't seem to be what the public thinks. Hasn't changed their opinion of Trump one iota. Again, you surprised by that? I think that's fascinating. But not surprising. When you consider who is outraged on television, members of Congress, what's their approval rating again? In the most recent Gallup tracker, it's 15%. What's Trump's again? Same as Obama's, 48%. Huh. Okay. Wow. I am truly surprised that his approval rating rose after even the coverage here. But it did. What's that say for the future? This whole idea, I mean, we're seeing us, is the Republican Party done? Well, them? Yeah, probably. Trump? Not so much. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, it's just, we'll see what other polls say. That's a Rasmussen poll. They did pretty good tracking this election. In terms of, you know, Congress and all of that. So I just think it's interesting. Approval up for Trump. Marty in Forest City, North Carolina. Hey, Marty.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I heard you made a comment you didn't really understand with why they're doing this with the economy being so good and he's creating peace in the Middle East and doing good for the American people. But I really think when he took tariffs off on China, his administration did not want him to do that. And he kept it going for a whole year. And then 2 weeks after they signed that trade deal is when the coronavirus popped out. And maybe a month after that, China tried to get out of the trade deal because there was a clause in that trade deal that if a pandemic or war break out, they could have got out of the trade deal. And then you come up to the election, they was not going to let him expose voter fraud, because the reason why you have career politicians, in my belief, is when you see somebody serve 40-something years, 50-something years in office, the election's got to be rigged. It's hard for me to believe that somebody stays in office that long. That's Republican and Democrat. So they was not going to let him expose that. That's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah, because they're all in knee-deep with China, Marty. All these big businesses that you're seeing right now. Oh, the violence. So bad. So bad. Oh, God. If anyone even questioned the election, we're cutting ties to them. Because questioning the election is now tantamount to violence. So you saw the list over the weekend. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Citigroup, Marriott, JP Morgan Chase, Citicorp. Is it Citibank or Citicorp? Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's, where'd it go? I don't know how this. Anyway, it's a big, long list. Okay. And I went, wait, I've seen this list before. It's very familiar. Where have I seen this list before? Oh, yeah. They all supported Black Lives Matter. JP Morgan Chase. Yep. All of those, Citigroup, I'm sorry. All of those people on that list who claim to be appalled by the violence, they're lying. Because you cannot simultaneously support Black Lives Matter and be appalled by the violence. And every one of those either donated, ran an ad, or ran a tweet supporting Black Lives Matter, the group. Let's remind ourselves who Black Lives Matter is, using the words of its co-founder, Patrice Cullors. What is their philosophy again? Is Marxism, right, Patrice?
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Oh. Okay, cool. Trained Marxist. And what is it y'all like to do when you're mad? What was that again? Property damage and violence?
We are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence. And we rarely hear the media focus on police violence or police terror.
Yeah, whatever. That's the pinnacle of destruction and violence. Damn, get my checkbook. I want to write them a check. Get me my Twitter account. I want to send out a tweet. I want to run an ad. I want to get in on that. It's violence. God, I love violence. How else can you take it with these corporations? Again, the same list. Blue Cross, Citigroup, Marriott, JP Morgan Chase. Every one of them publicly expressed their support for Black Lives Matter. And look, these are major corporations, okay? They got whole PR staffs that can look into these groups before they support them. Let's review. From the co-founder, what do they support?
We are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence.
Yeah, it's cool. It's great. It's what, well, write those people a check. Get my checkbook. Says everybody who should never have any credibility again. Denounce violence, my rear end. I think it's pretty safe to conclude the purge has begun. And Biden hasn't even been sworn in yet. Do you see this on Friday? The Mozilla Foundation, that's the nonprofit organization behind the Foxfire web browser. The CEO of that shared a list of additional crackdowns and actions intended to alter the, quote, dangerous dynamics of the internet, unquote. What do we need to do? Well, you know, just silencing these people is not enough. No. We need to turn on, she writes, the tools to amplify factual voices over disinformation. Who are they talking about? They're talking about the people who told you that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Those factual voices. The liars. Amplify. Okay. This is propaganda. Honest to God, at this point, you might as well have a Politburo. You might as well. Now, who will we begin with? Well, the Trump-hating Lincoln Project has a few ideas. They're a bunch of Republicans, who've gotten together to fight Trumpism and anyone who supports him. They're mostly Bush officials, George Bush officials. Do you know what they came up with? A handy, helpful blacklist. They're actually calling it a blacklist. Of anybody who's ever worked with, been associated with in any way, President Trump, politically. And it will track where they're working, attempting to work now. So that that company can be bombarded and persecuted. Again, these aren't liberals, allegedly. These are former Bush officials. Blacklist. Do you ever think there'd be such a thing in America? And the idea is just to cancel them professionally to make sure that they can never really get work in any meaningful way for the rest of their lives. That's where we are in this country this morning. It's really frustrating. But I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that this speech crackdown, this persecution, isn't because of what happened at the Capitol. That's just the excuse. Remember, I've been forecasting the same social media crackdown would go down exactly like this for nearly 4 years. It's happening because they need to silence opposition to what is coming legislatively, folks. That remaking of America that Senator Chuck Schumer has been promising that will leave our country unrecognizable. And folks, you got to understand, to pull it off without the American people and even some of their own base, Democrat base, turning against them, they cannot allow any dissenting or critical viewpoints to circulate. What they want to do is too radical. They can't allow any journalism that deviates from the liberal media talking points to circulate. They can't allow stories by credible news outlets like the New York Post, the only MSM outlet to get the Hunter Biden story right before the election. They can't let them gain traction. Remember, their own Democrat base doesn't get real news. And so many of them don't fully realize what they're supporting or what is coming. And when they do, the tech titans are going to turn to censoring their own Democrat supporters and those in the middle who dissent. Guarantee it. I don't know if the ACLU is going to have a Twitter account. Honest to God, this is where we're going. ACLU criticized this. And that is why Parler is being taken down. There can be nowhere to run to participate in free speech. That is why the 500,000 strong walkaway page of the Democrat Party on Facebook was taken down, was deleted, just ahead of the censorship purge. It's run by former Democrats. Its leader is gay. Many of the posts on it are by gay, Latino, and black Democrats leaving the party in the wake of the violence by Democrat demonstrators. This summer, it's one of the big reasons they list, I can't take the violence anymore. And so the Democrats cannot let Democrats see other Democrats leaving the party because they believe in free speech. They can't allow that, so that had to go first. You are a weapon because you have their number and you get real news. They cannot have that contagion spread and pull off their legislative agenda. That's why Parler had to go. You know what? I should be more freaked out by all of this, but oddly, I'm not. I have this strange sense of calm. My only gut feeling is they're overplaying their hand and they're taking the enormous risk of Americans and particularly their own base figuring out who and what they really are.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.